Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast.
Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. I am going to be pulling a card from the Angel Guide Oracle deck from Kyle Gray. And as always, my intention is, what do you need to hear on this day, in this moment in time? Ooh, I had one card go out. Let me just see. Is that the card? No, that was just... Sometimes when the cards fly out, like, it was my first throw, and it was more of a misalignment, so I have to just check in with my intuition to see if that's the card, and it wasn't. Let me see. What card? Right here. Here's our card. Harmony and resolution. Before I read from the book, it is, as I'm recording this, it's April 30th in Alberta, Canada. I'm close to Edmonton. And this, it's snowing. Like, big, fluffy flakes of snow. I haven't been outside to actually see how deep it is yet, but it looks from here like there's 1.5 to 2 inches of snow. Heavy, wet snow. And it's just so funny. I didn't expect snow because they had rain in the forecast, but snow. Okay. All right then. And it's supposed to get a little bit warmer tomorrow, so it's not going to stay. It's going to melt. It's not going to last more than a day. But it's just... not what I was hoping for. I was really hoping for spring. And this is like, what, fifth winter? I should know better because it's spring in Alberta. It goes between warm and snow. Warm and snow. Warm and snow. So just the way it is. But I just wanted to share my surprise today. All right. Reading from the book, Harmony and Resolution. Angels of harmony and healing are with you to help you resolve any conflicts that have been disturbing your inner peace. You are being encouraged to call in the light of God and surrender any concerns you have so that the divine can resolve them. Your angel guide is suggesting any release you need to be right or to get your point across. For this will only create more hostility. This is the time to focus on your own inner peace. Dedicate time and energy to doing what you can to make yourself feel comforted and comfortable. Through being more caring towards yourself, you will create harmonious energy that will wash out like a wave to all those around you. Trust that this will happen and harmony will be restored. The extended message is, angel guidance is encouraging you to stand down from any conflicts that are going on in your life right now. Take a step back to collect your thoughts and breathe. Angels cannot help you unless you create space for them to intervene. And they are with you now and are willing to restore peace. They want you to know that they are aware of your challenges and your concerns you have. But unless you have faith that harmony can be restored, nothing can change. This is the time for you to visualize yourself, the situation, everyone involved, enveloped in a golden light of goodness and grace. It's important to know that angels of peace are encouraging you to let them bring peace to the situation. Trust the process. When I look at this card, when I feel into this card, I feel so much warmth and bright, loving energy in my heart and my third eye. I feel both like on fire and burning, but the good kind of burning. I feel like this is finding balance within yourself. This is connecting all points of view. I feel like this, I know lots of us have external conflict all the time with other people, but I feel like the message that I'm receiving for this card is internal conflict. The conflict between your heart and your head, your mind overthinking and feeling in your heart. I feel like they're not on the same page. They're not moving towards the same goal. And they're butting up against each other and they're stopping each other from fully being able to fulfill the goals because they're against each other. But if they worked together, the goals would be out of this world. All this effort that you've been putting towards your goals, it'd be like you're running up against a dam or a wall. You're pushing, 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 pushing. All of a sudden it breaks free and you can just like go. All this energy that you've been pushing into staying still is now expelled forward. So we are finding a way to find balance between your head and your heart. I honestly feel like your heart is the one that is aligned with your higher self, with your highest good, where your soul wants you to go, and your head is towards the world and the way that we've been programmed and the way that we're told how to live. So that's the conflict. We're so used to following our head and just the way things have been for so long. It's hard to change those patterns because we don't think about them. We just do them. So they're subconscious. So that's, even though we want to follow our heart, we're consciously choosing our heart. Those beliefs are in your head, and those habits that we have keep popping up because they haven't been fully released or looked at or recognized or acknowledged. And there's many ways to try to get those to come into focus and be able to recognize them and look at them and get them in line with your heart. And everyone, it's going to be a little bit different. What works the best for you, or what's the easiest for you, or what's most aligned with you. But I feel like for the majority, a first step or a way to look at it, a way to move forward in getting your head in line with your heart is acknowledgement. When you feel like, imagine yourself taking a step back in your life. So looking at your life from an outside perspective and noticing how you respond. And I feel like this is like an emotional response that's attached to events that are happening in your life. I'm trying to find the right words. So they're fast responses, or they're things that just happen without thinking about them. And because they're just so automatic, we don't have that second at that moment to intervene and go, no, I choose a different way. So having that little bit outside view can help you recognize that they're happening. And once you recognize it, then it's going to be easier to change the script. So I feel like looking back, something that's happened yesterday or an event that you can think of that when you know that you responded or you reacted or you walked forward using your head, using what was comfortable, things that you've done in the past, things that you've been told to do in the past, opposed to what your heart is calling you to do, what your passion and desire is calling you to do. So think back to that moment, those moments, pick one, relive it in your head, go through all the steps, and from the observer perspective, see where the head took over. See where those little thoughts were placed in and those beliefs were. When they came up, what were they? And when did they happen? We're just noticing. We're just noticing this happening. And then go through the process and give yourself some grace and understanding. Don't blame yourself. We're just recognizing what happened. And so that we can't fix a problem, or we can't look at a problem or try to improve unless we know what we're starting with. You can't paint a wall without knowing what the base coat is. Because you don't know if you need primer, you don't know what kind of shade. Like, there, a lot of what you paint on top of the wall has to do with what's underneath. So you need to know. You need to know if you need patch holes, so on and so forth. So we're just looking at our surface and seeing what we have to deal with before we paint. That's all we're doing. So after we make note of all of these moments, you can write them down if that feels good for you. If you feel like you can keep them in your head, that's fine too. You follow what's best for you. You could try both ways and see what feels good for you. Try them both. And then after reliving that picture in your mind, let's rewrite it. Let's, in our mind, think of how your heart wanted to respond. And try to do that. This is low stakes. This is imagination. This is playing. This is having fun. There is no real outcome. So we can play with whatever you want. You can play the script in your head, maybe slightly different. And then you could do it again, very different. And keep doing them in your mind until you get to one that you feel really good and you feel excited and feel peaceful about. So depending on the situation, sometimes you just want that peace, sometimes you want the excitement or the happiness, the joy. Find that emotion that your heart is calling you to get. So keep reliving it, keep replaying it until you find that emotion. And then you can keep playing the different options. You might find that there's quite a few ways to go through it that gives you the same feeling. Make note of that. There's lots of different ways we can move through life and still have that same feeling. We're still aligned with our higher self. We're still aligned with our life path, even though we're not following one path, one option. There's many different ways that we can get to the same place. We can follow the same feeling, get the same type of path, the same lessons forward, okay? So there's no one way forward that is the correct way. So we've gone through that moment. Now you can either find a new moment or let's pretend. Let's think of a moment that could possibly happen in the future. Maybe something that's happening today, tomorrow, next week. Something that's probable to happen. Or something that you know that in previous circumstances, when you have come up with this particular situation, you respond in a way that you don't really like. Your heart is saying no, but your mind is saying one way. You're conflicting. And history has told you, you listen to your head instead of your heart in that situation. So let's make a situation like that in the future. It hasn't happened yet. We're making it up. We're going to go through the situation. We're going to play out how you typically would be. And then we're going to play out how you want it to be. And you can try a few different situations. We're playing. We're finding the ones that feel good. And keep replaying how you want to go. Keep working on that. And we are training your mind, because your mind doesn't actually have to have things in physical in order to learn, in order to grow, in order to build that muscle memory. This is like Olympic athletes. They visualize the event over and over and over again, and that helps build that muscle. That gets that pattern, that system of doing this, 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 this in a certain order without thinking. We're building that muscle memory. So this is getting that familiarity and that comfortableness. So you're thinking of that moment over and over and over again until it feels really good to you. And when it feels really good, then you can move on to a new moment. And you can keep doing this. If it's a struggled area where you deal with this a lot and there's a lot of conflict, maybe once a day visualize this. And then when it starts to feel more comfortable, once a week, and continue doing this on a regular basis to keep that muscle strong. So when you come up with it in real life, it just snaps in and goes to what your heart wants. So your brain isn't taking over as much. And so that your brain is in alignment with your heart. So we're bringing that together so that you can move forward in an aligned way. Because we have all been programmed by the world. by society, by how we're raised. We just keep doing the same thing. We're taught certain things through either watching other people or being told to do certain things. So now we are taking that into our own hands. We are programming ourselves. We are choosing what we want to do, how we want our base programming to work. We're a computer. We have the hardware, our body. We are changing the software. We are choosing what we want to put in ourselves. We're choosing how we want to show up and how we want our programs to run. So we're just taking it upon ourselves. And I feel like that is the biggest lesson that we all need to hear that right now, is that we have control. We are not being controlled. We have been controlled. We can let ourselves be controlled, or we can take control of ourselves because we have the power to, and we can choose what we want. We could just let it happen. We can let other people's decisions and choices affect us and manipulate us to do whatever we have been doing, or we can take control of ourselves. And when we do that, we get more inner peace. We don't feel the turmoil inside of us being pulled multiple different ways. This brings inner peace when we are aligned with ourselves. Let me see if there's anything else that you want to say. When you are aligned, then your power, your inner strength, your power, your soul, the way the energy works through your body is no longer divided into two or three or four or multiple things. It is consolidated into one, and we really have strong purpose and power. And when all of us are in our power that way, then when we get together, it is even stronger. I feel like that division of mind and heart is a way to weaken us. We're not as strong. And I feel like when we get that harmony within us, we gain more access to the power of our soul. We can let that flow through us, and we can be more at peace with us, with each other, and the world. Oh, so that feels like that's the message. And I wanted to share with you that I have a giveaway right now for a soul reading and healing session. It closes on May the 10th. And it's a 1-hour soul reading and healing session. You can enter it on my website and at spruceenergyhealing.com. And I will take all the entries and then randomly use a random number generator from the internet to pick the winner. And the winner will be emailed on the 11th. So that's exciting. And I'm releasing a new type of reading. I'm doing it on a trial basis. And it is, you ask me 6 yes, no, maybe questions. And then I tap into your higher self and I get those answers for you. So this is a really quick reading. So you'll be getting your results back within 24 hours, most likely sooner. And it's a way to tap into your intuition or get an outside objective observer to receive this information and relay it to you. So it could help many different situations when you're second guessing yourself, you need some confirmation, or you feel stuck and you just need a little bit of direction to get you going and unstuck from that moment. This can be really helpful to get just a quick little reading on very specific information. I don't know how many times I have asked other intuitive friends to tune in and get like yes, no, maybe answers for some of the questions that I have, because I am not an objective observer in my own life. If there's something that I really want an outcome for, I can't ask those questions because I don't trust the answer, because I know I can influence the answer because I'm so close to the question. I care too much. So I want to be able to offer this service to other people that might be in the same boat or not be able to tap into their intuition at this exact moment. So I'm pretty excited to offer this nice little reading for a very low price tag. So that's pretty exciting for me. So please visit my website at www.spruceenergyhealing.com. My Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube is all Spruce Energy Healing. I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, please reach out. I hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next time.